Hey, podcast family, this is Amy Meyer, and just here to bring you guys another Papa's Living Room and some insight and encouragement for your journey with him. And we've been kind of talking around the topic of prosperity, and today I'm going to add to that about living your dream. And this is a pick from Papa God out of the Papa's Living Room book, Volume 1, and it's Entry 58 for those of you that have your book. And I'll be reading that to you, but it's such a topic, isn't it? Been going on for quite some time about go live your dream, and you know, each generation has their own spin on it. And isn't it funny how, you know, we all start out with such ambitions when we're younger, and then we hit this shift in our life that it turns into meaning as being more fulfilling and a part of the reality of our development that's come through that. And you know, it's interesting because it's not that we lose our dream, more or less is that the old paradigms, the old ways we looked at things fall away to give birth for the truth of what that dream's for, the purpose of it, and allowing time to kind of melt away our ego and desires for significance and maybe some skewed perspectives that we had in the beginning. And maybe it started off innocently, or again, there was a lot of subconscious things going on that we weren't aware of when it comes to living our dream. And you know, God gave us dreams. He gave us creative ideas, and it's only through time, a lot of times, that this is kind of processed out to get to the core. Or, I mean, you could look at it that way, getting down to the core of it, or you can look at the classic signature metamorphosis of the caterpillar going into the butterfly, you know, where the caterpillar's all about me, and consumerism and rising to the top and self-satisfaction and, you know, trying to avoid any deficiencies and just feed and feed and feed off of everything outside of itself. And then it goes through the transformation, the shift into meaning, and arrives at a higher place as the butterfly, full of purpose, and moves from a place of consuming into a place of generosity and a bigger picture and scheme of things for helping all of creation. So what is your dream? What does your dream look like? Where do you feel like you're at on that timeline of it being brought forth? And maybe you guys have laid your dreams aside due to life or setbacks. What has the Lord been speaking to you? Because the dream is there as the seed the whole time. But there is development taking place. There's development, as you know, of our character and situations being lined up, appointed times being established for us to step into at a certain stage in our life, and divine connections. And of course, I'm sure the more that we're yielded and aware to what God is doing in our lives in close relationship with Him, I don't believe the process will take as long, because it'll be less trips around the mountain, wouldn't you say, of us trying to do things in our own strength to make it happen. And again, that's all a part of the journey as well, where we've plumb wore ourselves out trying to make our dream happen, only to come to the end of ourselves to see a greater dream that God has that we're included in to co-create with Him. So, you know, when we see it in Seed Farm, or we see it in part, it again is a invitation and to engage with the Lord in that and ask Him further, like I was saying on prior podcasts, inquire of the Lord further. You know, don't just wait to get one solid answer, but inquire. You know, what should I be doing? And really be able to sit and listen without an agenda, but truly with an open heart as to what God's doing. And again, you know, the pendulum of this thing, as a lot of us have seen and experienced, is where our callings, going after our dreams and all of this kind of stuff in positions, can become an idol. Even within ministry, it's pretty wild, right? And that's where we can be very blind to it, because it's a good thing, right? We're doing a good thing for the Lord, and this is a good act of service, and we don't even see the wickedness in our hearts of the pursuit of significance and position and trying to become somebody and all of that, the drivenness that's behind it, instead of it being led by the Lord, right? We're the driving force trying to make this thing happen. And then we go through our Joseph time in the prison till there is absolutely no way we can get ourselves out of it. Nothing we can do to save ourselves. And hence comes the internal breaking, to where our spirit man fully can emerge and be so content in the now, and trust the Lord. You know, we hit this crossover point of, you know, wearing ourselves out trying to trust our own abilities into finally surrendering and trusting in God's ability to bring it about, God's ability to be good on His process. And all along we're learning. And I think without the journey, we wouldn't learn this about God and learn His ways and how He comes through, and being able to really experience and see how limited we are apart from Him, and how limitless we are when we are engaged in His heart and we're moving in a rhythm and a sync and a flow with Him in that. So it's a wild process, not to say the least, it's for sure. But you know, the more I walk this journey, the more you realize it's really about your one-on-one growth and discovery of who He is and who you are, and just walking things out, not missing the dreams within the day, not missing the valuable pieces that are being added to the bigger picture in each day, just like a painting. You know, a painter usually works on it a little bit each day, and sometimes they'll do it in one sitting, but a lot of times they'll take a break, come back, work on it the following day. And usually when they're willing to take a break, step back and surrender, they'll be able to come back and see a whole new perspective when they address the painting again. And isn't that how life works? You know, when we can take a step back and surrender instead of trying to force something to fit into our timeline and when we think it should happen, and we'll come back with a whole new, more relaxed perspective and see what God's really doing underneath it all. And I know for me, there's been so many times where the Lord has had me, I had to lay down my own expectations and judgments of where I thought I should be in life, what I thought it should look like, you name it, right? We have all these ideas and expectations and vows, and you know, we're gauging things. We really have no clue what we're gauging, you know, like we think it should happen in a certain time, but when you look back on your life, you're like, wow, I'm so glad it didn't happen that time, or I wouldn't have been ready back then. And so this journey gets a whole lot easier the more we learn to relent from our angst and our determination and our force, and really surrender into the flow. That's when you hit that sweet spot. That's when you can glean daily on all the hidden treasures God's placed within the day. So often we negate each day because we don't, quote, see anything happening, or we haven't arrived there yet, or, you know, it just seems like, oh, today's another mundane day. But it was building us. We don't see how much we're being built within each day, within the encounters of people that we meet, within no encounters of people that we meet. How we're walking through the day. Things are being added to us. Things are being taken away to make room for more. And so, you know, it's just really amazing how that works. And if we'll lean in and listen and step out of our mind, step out of our ego, using up our whole entire day trying to forge ahead and plan for our future, wearing ourselves out, because remember what the Lord said, my mercy and grace are sufficient for today. So often we're using it all up on tomorrow or the future, and we wonder why we are so plumb worn out. You know, instead of making every day a treasure hunt with the Lord, knowing that, you know, like the old saying, a house is built brick by brick. And I remember an analogy, an example the Lord gave me not too long ago. He said, think of each day like a room. When you open the door and you step into that room, take it in. Sit down on the sofa or enjoy the bed. Look at the colors. Look at the pictures on the wall, the flowers in the corner, the beautiful mirrors, a reflection, the sunlight coming in, or just you take it in. You feel the clothing in the closet. You feel the soft rug underneath your toes, the comfy pillows on the bed. Maybe a conversation. You're having somebody sitting in the chair across from you. There's so much to take in just in that one room. And once that day is done, you leave that room and you go to the next, into the next day. And so there's a story. There's a story usually hidden within each room, isn't there? There's a theme to it. There's purpose in it. There's design. And it's all meant to bless you, usually in some way or shape or form. Something's being added to you within each room that you experience, right? So think of your days like that and how God has specifically placed things. Remember, he knew your days before you were born. All your days were written, Psalms 139. And so all of his intentions, his heart intentions, and the surprises he has for you are there. It's just if our focus is on the future, then we're missing all these treasures in the now. And one of the greatest arts in this life is learning to live in the now. And that's when we step into the eternal, because there is no past or future. You're in the present. And what's so powerful about that is that your ego, which is edging God out, right, can only survive in the past or the future. That's where the oxygen supply is for it. Where in the present, there is no oxygen for it. And that's why it's constantly scrambling and screaming to try to rip your mindset over to the past or up into the future so that it can breathe and still stay alive. Where your spirit man is one happy camper sitting enjoying the presence with the Lord, coaxing you with the Father's gentle whisper to come and sit with him in the now and open your eyes to the now, open your ears to the now. Feel the now, take it in. What is he saying about the now? What is he doing right now that's necessary for where you're going? So, I mean, we all know, right? The whole purpose of a fun roller coaster ride or a safari or anything like that, the whole purpose is to enjoy the ride and the journey and what you're taking in the moment. It's not, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I get to the end of this thing. I'm going to get to the end of this thing. Then I've arrived. No, then the ride's over. How funny is that, right? We think there is arrival and there is no, the ride's over. So it's like Graham Cook said, the process is what's making us rich. The journey is what's filling us up, bringing that full satisfaction and fullness. And I don't know where we get in our mind that, you know, that we're not allowed to enjoy that, that there's something wrong if we're taking our time to enjoy each day like a fine dining experience. You know, why are we in such a hurry? Why are we trying to get there? Because we've bought into this lie of thinking that our happiness is on the other side of the rainbow. It's, you know, in the greener pasture. It's out ahead of us. You know, all we're going to know, we'll have more knowledge and we'll have more understanding, but it'll just be another thing that served us for that season that we're going to have to surrender and embrace the next new paradigm or the next new revelation coming, right? So is there ever a there? If God is eternal and unexplorable, omnipresent, all, you know, all encompassing, we're always going to be learning. We're always going to be having to break forth into more new revelation and things. So why not enjoy the journey and take in the full nutrition? A lot of us are malnourished because we've missed receiving what we needed to in the moment. And then we can't uphold when we finally, quote, get there because we are malnourished. We didn't eat, partake, chew, let it build us on the steps before that. So just want to encourage you. You know, the Lord knows He wants you to dream. He is the master dreamer Himself. And so He loves to dream with you. He loves to co-create. He loves to, you know, strategize kingdom-wise, right? Not in your own ego, but in conversing back and forth. He has so many great ideas and so much wisdom to impart to you because He can see ahead. And so let me just read you this Papa's Living Room from Him. You know, it's entry 58. And just hear His heart towards you in this and the process. So, all right. Papa says to you, I know you have not had the prosperity you've wanted in the past, but the time is coming very soon where you will indeed be blessed financially above all you thought was possible. Stick close to me and I will show you that all your dreams will come true in me. They may not always be in your timing, but they will be perfect timing. Which one would you prefer? Isn't that a statement right there, right? They may not always be in your timing, but they will be in perfect timing. Which one would you prefer? The gems that I have been creating in you will soon begin to be brought to the surface. Know always that it is I who produce them in you. As you have yielded to the process, you will be reaping the fruit of it. You will receive praises for the fruitful gems I've produced in you, but always remember to direct that praise back to me, for without me, nothing is possible. The fruit is always meant to point people to its source. I have included you in the process so that you can partake in the joy of a life lived in me. Never allow pride to take root in you. And that's why He allows this process, right? He's getting the pride out of us and even subconsciously, things we can't even see, attitudes that we have, and even generational things, you know? But He knows exactly how to uproot that. So we just got to let Him have His way, you know? Yield quickly for the greater yield, right? Pride is always linked to independence. This is what He's saying. Pride is always linked to independence and creates a self-inflicted cut-off branch. Always remember that apart from me, you can do nothing, but in me, all things are possible. That is where I've created you always to live. Abide in me, for I am your source. You are my beautiful gem. And we all know the history of a diamond and a lot of gems. They are brought forth through pressure. And so the more we can yield and allow that pressure to build us, the better it will go for us. A lot of times we're resisting it. And so we go around and around and around the mountain because we've been trained, oh, it's the devil. It's the devil causing this to happen. And so we fight and we war and we think it's the devil when it's the Lord allowing pressures to bring the gems out of us, the gold to come up. And so, you know, allow Him to purge these things. Allow Him to remove and prune the things that would cause damage to you down the road. So remember, if you're resisting something, it's just the latest thing you haven't surrendered yet, right? What is He been asking you to surrender? What does He have His finger on? He's only trying to give you better. And, you know, this was an example even just yesterday He shared with me. A lot of times when we're in transition and we're awakening and it's time to let go of an area we've been asleep in or we've allowed to block us because maybe you're afraid of success or you're afraid of failure, whatever's stopping you from moving forward, or maybe we've just gotten too comfortable where we're at. That's a huge one right there, right? Complacency can be one of the biggest assaults against our dream and calling. But the Lord was just showing me, you know, it's like when you're transplanting a plant, and when you're in transition, there's a vulnerability that comes forth, right? You're feeling unstable. You don't know what's ahead. There's the unknown. Your body is going in, flashing all these alarms inside of you. Remember what happened in the past. Remember what happened in the past. But it's totally unrealistic because you're going into something completely new that you've never experienced before. And so your body's just trying to categorize it with an old story. Well, that's not going to work and it's not fair, right? And so leave it to the Lord. He is so good about giving us analogies to help us grasp something new that he's doing. And so when you're in transition, or you're in a growth spurt, or anything like that, so think of a plant that's being transplanted. Its roots are vulnerable, right? It's been pulled out of its familiar setting, even though it was tight and it was outgrowing it. And now it's dangling in the air by something out of its control, right? Somebody powerful than them is lifting them up out of this situation, only to transplant you into a better land, a better position, and greater expansion can take place because of it. So you're now, you know, it's designed for greater growth, designed for greater yield, for you to be able to be fruitful and multiply, right? And so when the Lord is asking you to let go of something and you're feeling this sense of loss, reframe it and know that you're just being transplanted for something even better. There's always something better. With the Lord, everything's possibilities, right? Not issues or problems. It's no, look at the possibility. You don't know what you're missing out on. All you can see is what you're losing. You can't see what you're gaining. And with God, he's always good, right? So if he's always good and he's asking to let go of something to receive something new, know it's even better than what you're in right now. And this is where trust is built on the journey, right? And the same is with your dreams. There's a building going on for your dreams. We want it instant. But nothing that's instant ever usually lasts, let alone has anything substantial in it. And so keep allowing him to build you. He's not going to let go. Keep yielding your dreams to him and continue the conversation. Keep continuing that conversation. This is a teamwork, you know. You take a step. As he directs, he takes a step. You take a step, he takes a step. That's the journey. So anyway, take heart in this and keep revisiting. Go back to the dreams. Go back to where you're at right now. And don't give up. Don't give up, because people are in desperate need of who you are and what you have to give. And there's so much joy that comes out of it. And if you're in a season, you know, of hiddenness where the Lord is deconstructing things and, you know, breaking your roots loose, and by all means, take the time you need for self-care, right? There are seasons to this thing. But once you're done and you feel secure again and you're ready to start giving out, by all means, you know, build from that. So maybe this is a time where you just really engage with the Lord to say, okay, where am I at, Lord? And am I gleaning? You know, am I in a season of hiddenness and deconstruction and deeper revelation? Or am I in a time of manifestation? And what do I need to be creating with you? And what opportunities do you want me to be taking hold of and expanding into and stepping out in faith? So, yeah, you know, so much to this journey, but it's so good exploring it. So anyway, well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. And we'll, of course, be touching on this a whole lot more in future podcasts. It's one of our greatest passions, is talking about dreams and people's gifts and callings, and moving from heart-centeredness, right? Not ambition, but moving out of the heart and generosity and your unique place of expressing heaven on earth out of your relationship with him. So we'll touch more on it for sure. But anyway, I hope this encouraged you. If it did, feel free to leave comments and share it. And we'll talk again. Stay tuned for more podcasts coming. Love you all. Bye.